In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. As we have mentioned before, we are celebrating, or today is the continuation of our celebration of the Feast of Epiphany. Actually, it is a very great feast. And as you all know, in this feast and in this blessed day in which our Lord Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Baptist, although this baptism were, or the baptism of John the Baptist, he called all the people, all the sinners, to be washed. And that's why they came, repenting and confessing their sins. And it is amazing that our Lord Jesus Christ, who is without sin, who stood once and spoke to the multitude and to the Pharisees and the scribes, "Who of you convicts me for a sin?" اللهم كده من منكم يبكتني على خطيه. But actually he accepted to go and to be baptized on behalf of the human race. All what our Lord Jesus Christ done, he done, or he has had done it on our behalf. Actually, there is some points which I would like to mention. Some points concerning our Lord Jesus Christ, and some points concerning you. لازم نطلع احنا بحاجة. يعني احنا مش بنتفرج على المشهد من بعيد ونبقى معجبين بالمشهد الجميل دوت ونروح. No. We have a portion. لنا نصيب في هذا اليوم. First of all, some points concerning our Lord Jesus Christ in this blessed day or in this blessed event when he came and was baptized by John the Baptist. As you know, something happened, something amazing happened. The heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit came down and rest upon him in the form of a dove, and to the first time also the voice of the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Actually, our Lord Jesus Christ was baptized to be anointed, not to be anointed through John the Baptist. He was baptized through John the Baptist. And all the kings, the priests, and the prophets were anointed by somebody. To be anointed through a prophet. But our Lord Jesus Christ, when he came to the Jordan to be baptized, he was not anointed by a prophet. He was not anointed by John the Baptist. There is a great difference. المسيح لم يمسح بيد إنسان. مسح ملكا ومسح نبيا ومسح كاهنا. He was anointed as a king, although he is the king of the kings. He was anointed as a priest, although he is the high priest, رئيس الكهنة الأعظم. He was anointed as a prophet, although he is the Lord of all the prophets, and he who sent them, هو اللي أرسلهم. But actually, who anointed our Lord Jesus Christ? Not through a man, not through a prophet, whatever this man or whatever this prophet. He was anointed by God himself. And look to Isaiah chapter 62. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me. روح الرب علي لأنه إيه؟ مسحني. يبقى اللي مسح المسيح هو الآب نفسه. This is one point. One very important point. The other point is amazing. In this day, we saw something amazing. I remind you, something happened in the Old Testament. When Joshua was leading the people to cross the Jordan. أما يشوع كان رايح يعبر نهر الأردن. Something amazing happened. The priests were carrying or bearing the Ark of Covenant. الكهنة شايلين تابوت العهد. And as soon as the soles of their feet came and touched the river, the Jordan River, something happened. The river was splitted. The waters stood still. المية وقفت وانشقت. النهر انشق. Our Lord Jesus Christ, when he came to the Jordan, the river was not splitted. وحاجة تحير. يعني معقولة تابوت العهد اللي هو مجرد رمز لحضور الله. The Ark of Covenant was just a symbol for the existence of God among his people. It's amazing that the symbol, when he came or when he came to the Jordan, the water was splitted. And when the Lord Jesus Christ came to the river, النهر ما تشقش. The river was not splitted. But there is something else happened. The heaven was opened. The heavens parting. زي ما بيقول القديس مرقس. انشقت السماء. إذا كان نهر الأردن انشق لما نزل تابوت العهد. لأن يشوع كان هيعديهم من البر الشرقي للبر الغربي. But our Lord Jesus Christ not taking us from west to east or from east to west, but he is taking us, crossing with us from earth to heaven. عشان كده كان لازم السماء هي اللي تتفتح مش النهر هو اللي اتشق. إذا كان النهر اتشق علشان الشعب يعبر من الناحية الشرقية للناحية الغربية، يبقى إيه اللي اتشق لما المسيح يعبر بينا من الأرض للسماء؟ السماء هي اللي تتشق، السماء هي اللي تتفتح. It's amazing that for the first time the heavens open. And when the heavens open, it is not open for once. مش مرة كده والسلام. No. I remind you, when Saint Stephanus was to be stoned, before they stoned him, قبل ما يرجموه, he saw the glory of God. And he said to them, I see the heaven open. أنا أرى السماوات إيه؟ مفتوحة. And the Son of Man standing in the right side of God. أنا شايف السماء مفتوحة وشايف ابن الإنسان قائم عن يمين العظمة. اللي خد باله من الإنجيل النهاردة في الحديث بتاع المسيح مع النسنائيل, Our Lord Jesus Christ said this at the end of this chapter. Most assuredly I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open. So the heaven was open. In the day of baptism, the heaven opened during the martyrdom of Saint Stephanus. Our Lord Jesus Christ here at the end of chapter 1 of the Gospel of John said that, most assuredly I say to you hereafter, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. This is another point. I would like to say to you another point, which is amazing also. In the Old Testament, there was a focus from God to teach his people that God is one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall know other God before me. اسمع يا إسرائيل الرب إلهنا رب إيه؟ واحد ولا يكن لك آلهة أخرى إيه؟ أمامي. God was focusing upon teaching his people that there is only one God. عشان يفرق بين شعبه وبين الشعوب الوثنية who were worshiping so many gods. But today, in the day of Epiphany, God manifested to the human race some mysterious facts concerning himself, to declare himself as one God in one essence, one nature, but in three hypostases. ثلاث أقانيم. الآب في السماء والابن في الماء والروح القدس في الهواء. God the Father through his voice declaring this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And the Son of God was baptized in the Jordan and the Holy Spirit coming from heaven resting upon our Lord Jesus Christ. أنا عايز أقول لكم حاجة جميلة قوي. حتى في العهد القديم God declared the Holy Trinity and declared that he has a son. And in the Psalm number 2 he said, You are my son, today I have begotten you. أنت ابني أنا اليوم إيه؟ ولدتك. And in the book of the proverb سفر الأمثال إصحاح 30 بيعمل كده أسئلة عن ربنا مين اللي رفع السماء ومين اللي عمل الأرض ومين and he asked a very important question by the end of this. What is his name? And what is his son's name? ما اسمه واسم ابنه if you know. ما اسمه واسم ابنه إن إيه؟ إن عرفت. فعايز أقول إن حتى في العهد القديم there was a declaration that God the Father has a son. Something amazing. تعرفين الآية بتاعت أنت ابن الحبيب الذي به سررت ديت اللي اتقالت يوم عيد الغطاس لما المسيح اتعمد؟ إيه رأيكم إن الآية دي اتقالت في العهد القديم؟ In the Old Testament we see this verse. It's amazing that what is said through prophet Isaiah in chapter 42 is the same whom the Father, God the Father declared in this blessed day. قال إيه ربنا في شابتر 42 قال هذا هو فتاي حبيبي الذي سرت به نفسي. This is my servant. Behold my servant in whom I have chosen. هذا هو فتاي الذي اخترته. My beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. لو هي هي. هذا هو ابن الحبيب الذي به سررت. دي في العهد الجديد. وفي العهد القديم هو ذا فتاي حبيبي ابن الحبيب. الذي سرت به نفسي الذي به سررت. دي سمفونية الكتاب. سيمفونية الكتاب المقدس. These are points بسرعة كده concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. What about you? What about me? في حاجة ممكن ناخدها في اليوم دوت؟ Yes. The Holy Spirit who descended from heaven to bear witness for Christ that he is the Son of God. ويوحنا قال كده. قال كده الذي أرسلني ليعمد بالماء قال لي الذي ترى الروح نازل عليه هو ده. الذي يعمد بالإيه؟ بالروح القدس. This Holy Spirit is dwelling in you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit, or you are the temple of God, and the Holy Spirit dwells in you. الروح القدس ساكن فيكم. Not only this. الروح القدس اللي شهد ببنوة المسيح يشهد ببنوتكم لله. Because you have not received the spirit of bondage again for fear. لم تأخذوا روح العبودية أيضا للخوف. But you have received the spirit of adoption by which we cry Abba Father. يعني أنتوا بقيتوا أبناء الله. The spirit himself, the spirit himself bear witness for our souls that we are the children of God. الروح نفسه يشهد لأرواحنا أننا أولاد الله. أحبائي اللي بقوله دوت في منتهى الأهمية. الروح القدس اللي شهد للمسيح يشهد ليك أنت كمان. بدليل بولس الرسول لما يقول الروح نفسه يشهد لأرواحنا أننا إيه؟ أولاد الله. This is a great gift. You are the children of God, not through the witness of a prophet, not through the witness of a high priest, not through the witness of an angel, but you are the children of God by the witness of the Holy Spirit himself. The Spirit himself bear witness that we are the children of God. فأول حاجة بناخدها معانا النهاردة لينا إحنا إن في شهادة للروح القدس إننا أولاد الله. تاخدها كده وتروح بيها كده وتتأمل فيها. إيه الشهادة الجميلة دي؟ ده مش أبونا اللي بيقول ولا ملاك بيقول, ده الروح القدس يشهد. You have not received the spirit of adoption. ما خدتوش روح العبودية. But you received the spirit, sorry, you have not received the spirit of bondage. ما خدتوش روح العبودية. But received the spirit of adoption. والروح يشهد لأرواحنا أننا أولاد الله. دي بتاعتنا النهاردة نروح بيها. دي حاجة لينا جميلة قوي. الحاجات الجميلة تانية اللي لازم ناخدها النهاردة إن السماء اللي مفتوحة دي مفتوحة عشاننا. دي مش مفتوحة عشان المسيح. المسيح اتقال عنه كده ليس أحد صعد إلى السماء إلا الذي نزل من السماء ابن الإنسان الذي هو إيه؟ في السماء. He is filling the earth and the heaven. هو موجود فوق وتحت. فبقى السماء اللي اتفتحت فتحت لمين؟ It was open for you and for me. Now we have an open heaven. لنا سماء مفتوحة. سماء مفتوحة عشان تقبل صلواتنا وتقبل توبتنا وتقبل دموعنا. Not only to pray and God respond, but also open heaven even to enter and be with our Lord Jesus forever. السماء مفتوحة مش عشان نصلي ويستجيب المسيح لنا وبس, لكن مفتوحة عشان ندخل. احنا مدعوين احنا ندخل. هو المسيح قال كده؟ قال كده. قال إن لم يكن الإنسان أو إن كان أحد لا يولد من الماء والروح لا يقدر أن إيه؟ أن يدخل ملكوت الله. فنحن مدعوين إلى الدخول إلى ملكوت الله لأن السماء بقت مفتوحة. وكل واحد فيكم بيتعمد بيسمع الصوت دوت. أنت ابن الحبيب. احنا خدنا روح التبني وخدنا نعمة. فالعيد الحقيقة مش بس عشان نفرح بالمسيح اللي اتعمد، لكن كمان نفرح بالنصيب اللي بقى لينا. احنا بقى لينا نصيب جميل قوي، احنا بقينا اولاد الله. انظروا اية محبة اعطانا الله. Behold what manner of love that the Father bestowed on us that we are called that children of God. انظروا اية محبة اعطانا الاب حتى ندعى ايه؟ اولاد الله. لاننا امنا بيه، ولما امنا بيه هو قال كده He gave us the right. اعطانا سلطان to be the children of God. اما كل الذين قبلوه اعطاهم سلطان ان يصيروا اولاد الله. يبقى لما ناخد السلطان احنا اولاد الله، ولما تبقى لنا سماء مفتوحه يبقى احنا طالعين بحاجه جميله، ولما الروح القدس يشهد لينا والارواحنا اننا اولاد الله تبقى حاجه حلوه. نقول يا رب عايزين بقى نسلك كاولاد لله، ونفرح قلبك كاولاد لله. وزي ما انت فرحت بالمسيح الابن وقلت كده هذا هو ابن الحبيب الذي سرت به نفسي، عايزين كل واحد وكل واحدة يفرحوا قلبك من خلال حياة مقدسة تشهد ليك وتمجدك وتفرحك. ليك المجد الدائم إلى الأبد، آمين.
هللويا بخريستوس بشيري امبنو تي افيتشي ام سخن بيورداني سفاي اربي او ارب ربي
seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father for all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. He ascended the heavens, sat down right hand of his Father. He's coming against glory, judging the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, the Father, with the Father and the Sons, worshipped and glorified, spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and apostolic church, you confess and baptize for remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the God.